Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am curious if you would rather be in a self-driving car, like a car that drives itself, nobody's in the car, or in a car and Ubering with a stranger. 314-531-9898. Does anyone have any stories where you took an Uber and it was like a little strange, a little creepy, a little scary? What happened? What was sketch about your Uber ride? 314-531-9898. I thought AB was crazy. She sent us a video, and you can see this video on our Instagram, on the Brett Maga Show Instagram, where she is sitting in the passenger seat. There is nobody in the driver's seat, and she is the car is moving. It is moving around a city. Get me the hell out of this car. And you said you felt safer in that than in a regular Uber.
I felt really safe. And it's interesting because the promotion for these self-driving cars called Waymo, like, is two drunk girls passed out sleeping in the back while the car is driving, which you would never be able to do in a normal Uber. That would be so unsafe.
It's something I've never thought about. I think taking an Uber for a guy and for a woman is a much different experience, right?
Yeah, that I didn't even know these self-driving cars were a thing until your trip to Arizona. But now that you say that, I would rather opt to go in a self-driving car than a Uber with a stranger, just because you never know. And as a woman, it is so scary to get into any sort of Lyft, Uber, anything.
Are you
like
nervous?
That.
What do you guys do anything special when you're in an Uber? Like, do you call like a friend? Do you have phone?
Well, we all know I share my location with everybody, so that's one thing. But also before...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I get in an Uber, I'll ask the driver who the ride is for.
Yes.
Because, you know, if they say, oh, Jill, okay, well, I'm not Jill, I'm not getting in the car. And you don't want to just get in and say, oh, I'm Hannah, I'm here for a ride.
Yeah, like, so, I'll never, like, you should never get in and be like, hey, are you here for Hannah? Because they can just be like, yes, get in. You want to be like, who are you here for?
I just get sure, in this thing. So
yeah.
You have to think about those type of things as a woman.
And also just, being so cautious. Like, I make sure I look like what's on their phone, like to make sure it's like going to take me in a safe route.
You never really want to go alone.
No, never alone.
Have you ever, either of you ever Ubered alone? I do it all the time. I had to do it for my spare key the other day.
I had to Uber alone once and I was in my teens and the Uber driver was a female and told me I should never do that again.
Wow.
And that like, I was nervous, but I, you know, was thinking, okay, it's a female, but to have another woman say, yeah, you should never Uber by yourself. I was like, okay, new fear unlocked forever. I'm never Ubering alone again.
You would rather trust a computer, a goat. Like, this thing is driving itself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, get me the hell out. I don't want no ghosts driving me, but that's so interesting.
I would rather get in like a car wreck with a robot than have a million other things happen with a stranger.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm curious how other women feel about this. Do you want to see self-driving cars come here? Would you feel like, wow, thank God? Or are you saying, no, like, this is a person. They can break it if somebody cuts me off. Like, I'm curious what it's like. And if you've ever experienced anything sketchy happening in Uber, or you have to take extra precaution as a woman, when you're in a car, do you have to do anything extra that we guys would be like, well, this is what I do that you never have to do? 314-531-9898. We're going to take your calls on this while we're commercial free.
As you promised.
Nope. I was like, AB, run. Get out of that thing. And she's like, this is the safest place I can be right now. I was like, what the hell? AB was in a self-driving car.
Mm-hmm.
This past weekend, she went to Arizona, a little girls trip. It was you and four friends, right, AB?
Yeah.
And they felt more comfortable in a self-driving car. Literally a ghost is driving this thing. This thing's just moving on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to brake if someone cuts it off. It's supposed to turn, have all the directions, stop it, stop lights. I'm like, I don't need Casper driving me. And she's like, Brett, as a female, this is literally how they advertise it. Like, have a couple of drinks. Fall asleep on your ride home, and then the car arrives at your house safely. You don't have to be paranoid. Being inside a car with a strange Uber driver is so frightening as a woman. I was like, that is so interesting. Has anyone ever had anything sketchy happen to them with an Uber driver? Would you rather be in a self-driving car or with an Uber driver? 314-531-9898. What are people saying on the text line, Hannah?
We got a text saying, as a woman who has been assaulted, not in an Uber, absolutely yes, I would rather get in a self-driving car 100%. Also, just because you're a female Uber driver doesn't mean that you can't have something happen to you. Like really, it's not safe regardless. Like, even if you have a female driver,
I was going to ask you that question here. So, male driver, we all understand. If you had would you do the self-driving car or a female Uber driver?
I'd still probably have the self-driving.
Yeah.
As crazy as it is, it's just a stranger. You never know.
Interesting.
And usually when I take an Uber, I'm in like an altered state of mind. So I just don't need to be around
like
a stranger.
Like you're drinking and stuff like that.
Another one, this must be one of my friends with a tinfoil hat on, said there's a show called Uploaded where Ubers drive like that. The guy dies in an accident because someone messed up with the computer system. What happens when the dark web takes over?
Oh my gosh.
So they think that like someone's
going
to
get hacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all, dude, if they hack your Uber, they're really
I mean,
you.
We yeah. already are going down real bad if yeah. that happens.
Right. Quinn, you, hold on. Quinn, you'd rather be with the driver though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I work in Arizona a lot and I see the Waymo and I'm like, no, there's no way. I had a coworker that I work with currently that got in a Waymo and he got to a stoplight and there was some like issues with other traffic and the car got stuck and he was in the middle of traffic stuck and he didn't know what to do and he had to like hop out. It freaks me out. Honestly, I catch Ubers probably 10 times a month for work. The creepiest thing I've ever had happen was they sometimes smell bad, the person, not the car. So if you're cool with the smell, you know, then yeah, no, seriously, I love Uber actually. And I've never had anything bad happen, but I have three adult daughters. I completely understand and respect a woman's, you know, feelings about it. If you're not comfortable, don't do it. I do it at all hours of the night, multiple times a month. Absolutely never had anything happen. And I go in major cities like Chicago, New York.
Yeah.
New Jersey. And yeah, so I love Uber. I will always use Uber. But I do share my ride every time. I send my husband the share ride option mm-hmm. so he knows where I am. Sometimes I stay on my phone if it's kind of a guy that's maybe a little more creepy to me. But yeah. And then I try to act tough, you know, like try to act tough. Like, hey, what's up? You know?
I try to do that too. And then
they know that I might be able to take them.
Yeah, thank you so much for the call. I try to act tough too. And then that's when they're like, oh, this guy could easily be taken. Megan, you travel a lot for work. Do you agree with Quinn? You'd rather be in with a person with an Uber or a self-driving car?
I love driving with people. I love hearing about their lives. But I would rather be, if I'm by myself, in a self-driving car. When I traveled internationally, I was a lot younger, and one of the things I would always do is find a driver who told me a lot about his wife and kids and what was going on in their life, and then I would get their card, and I would call them if anything sketchy happened, but I had to do that twice. I had a man try and follow me home from a nightclub in Russia one time.
Shut up, like the wow. Uber driver, like the guy in the car, or just,
no,
just a so, random weirdo?
Yeah, I had a random weirdo who was giving me a lot of attention. So, I mean, I called my cab driver. His name was Sasha. I could call him at any point of the night and said, Sasha, I just need you to drive. And he followed us around the city. But because I had that guy who knew I needed to get away, you know, he kind of indulged me and I got out of that situation.
So you are like befriending your Uber drivers.
Yes. Once I find one that I feel like I can trust, like I know his wife's name, like I will rely on that person and I will call them if I'm in a spot.
It's an interesting strategy though, yeah. right? Like you find a good one or two and then you keep them like, you know,
yeah.
like on retention.
Keep
them
handy, yeah.
Thank you so much for the call, AB.
Yeah. So I just remembered this. My sister's friends on their college campus, like a year ago, there was two girls in the car in the back of the Uber, and I guess it just took a little bit longer than it was supposed to get to their destination. So they pulled up to like the party they were going to. And the guy was like, I need you to Venmo me $50. This took too long. And they were like, we paid you on the app. Like, we're not Venmoing
really?
You.
Like extortion.
Yeah. And he was like, well, he locked the doors and was like, I am not letting you out of here until you Venmo me $50. And they were like, the ride was like 10 bucks. Like, what's going on? And it took like a couple people from the party coming out and like knocking on the windows, being like, let them out of the car for him to finally be like, okay, fine, leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
Also, like he could like, not that like trying to fix him, but like, I can't believe he went to the party. I'm surprised he didn't like
yeah.
down the street. And, yeah. You know, you have to walk from here. Or I'm not going to finish the ride.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Ew.
Angie, you would rather do a self-driving car or Uber with a person?
I would totally rather do a self-driving car. But one tip that I use to keep safe while I'm in an Uber, especially if I'm by myself, is I stay on the phone with someone the entire time. So I'm almost 40 years old, but that, if that means calling my husband, my mom, my dad, 1 o'clock in the morning, whatever it looks like, so that if something happens, they meet like abruptly, they know, oh my gosh, something's wrong. I need to get a hold of somebody.
Do you feel like you get a different response if you're on the phone than when you're not? Do you feel like the Uber driver treats you differently?
Totally. Because wow. They know that I'm having a conversation with someone. They know that it can't just stop abruptly because someone's going to be calling me back. If mm-hmm. I don't answer my phone immediately,
yeah.
They're going to know something's not right. I need to call my husband, 911, whatever that looks like. So I do think that it makes a difference.
Interesting.
But what I want to keep in mind, though, this is all when we're sober. So I can like really concentrate on all of these things when you've had a few drinks. Point. And kind of do the same steps all the time so you don't forget when you're, you know, in an altered state.
In an altered state. Yeah. Thank you so much for the call. It's so interesting.
We just got a really interesting text. It says, as an Uber driver myself, I understand that the passenger can have fear, but sometimes I fear the passenger and what they do and what they might do to rob me or get carjacked.
Yeah, a lot of female drivers have like webcams in there. Mm.
So really I didn't even realize they could be scared of us.
You know, really good point. When you are putting two strangers in really tight, intimate, you know, places, a lot could go wrong.
Right.
But the thing I thought about with AB, with all due respect to you, like, that's someone's paycheck.
Yeah, it is.
Right. Like, that's what I thought. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, your safety comes, but like, if we all of a sudden just self-driving cars, taxi drivers, mm-hmm. Uber drivers are gone. And so those people that want to, you know, make ends meet, you know, I know it's not the safest job, but that's how they're making money, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a really, really interesting conversation about what's best and what comes first, safety or these people's paychecks and how a small percentage of people, because I think probably most people are probably safe in an Uber. Uber's probably done a good job. Most of us are safe, but small percentage of people ruin it for everybody.
The all-new Bread Mega Show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.